Today, we will be reading Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 50. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Lord, open our eyes to see, open our ears to hear your word, and our hearts to understand. Lord, I pray that we would understand beyond simply the facts of the story, but that we would see the true meaning, that you would help us understand what does this story mean and how does it apply to our lives. Help us understand what it is that you did and how that affects us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 50. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots, and sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself! Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now, if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him. From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. About 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Today, we see the death of Jesus. And so it begins with the story of after he has been condemned by Pilate, the soldiers then mock him, make fun of him. They beat him very seriously. I think this is often a reaction by many who do not believe. They mock him. They make fun of Jesus. They make fun of Christians. And a lot of it is just not understanding or not believing that Satan has blinded their eyes and closed their hearts. They don't want to accept who he really is. And it's easier to make fun of it than it is to seriously consider, who is Jesus? Is he who he claimed to be? So here, the soldiers make fun of him. They put a robe on him, they pretend like he is the king, and they pretend like they are serving him, but then they beat him very, very badly. And the pain that he went through, he endured. He could have called on God to send angels to save him. And this is what he saw coming when he was in the garden saying, Lord, not my will but yours. If it's possible that I don't have to go through this, Lord, take it away. But if this is the only way to save mankind, then I will do it. Not my will but yours. I will not take the easy way out. I will do what I have to do in order to save mankind, to save the souls of those who believe. And so this is a very difficult time for Jesus, and they beat him. Then they take him out, and they nail him to a cross, putting nails through his hands, through his feet, and then lift him up, and he's hanging there. Now, medical testimony and medical research looks at what would happen to someone being crucified. And it was a very, very difficult, painful, agonizing death that they hang there. And the way that they are hanging there is very painful. Hanging from their arms, they can't breathe well. And so eventually they end up suffocating and dying on the blood pouring into their lungs and other things. It's just, it's a very, very difficult way to die. And it says that he seems to have been on the cross for at least 3 hours, and the sky turns dark. And this, in many ways, should have been a sign that something big is happening here. But people still don't believe. The chief priests look at him, and they also mock him. They make fun of him, saying, oh, you saved other people. Save yourself. You see, they didn't get it. They didn't understand why he was there. He wasn't there to save himself. He was there to save others, to save the world. You see, the Bible teaches throughout the Bible that God made men and that God loves them. But sin separates us from God. Sin is when we disobey God, when we don't do what he says, when we serve other things instead of God. And the punishment for sin is death. Now, in the Old Testament, God gave a way. God made a way for people to come back to him if they would turn from their sin and offer a sacrifice, an animal. They could take a perfect lamb and kill it, and its blood would be a sacrifice for their sins. Its blood would be used to cleanse them, to clean them, and to pay the punishment for their sins. But the Bible says the blood of animals was never enough, that it took the perfect sacrifice of Jesus, that he was the one who gave himself so that we can be made right with God. He gave himself willingly. He could have called on angels to come and help him get off the cross. He could have rescued himself. And so when they are mocking him, they are saying things that he could do. What they don't understand is, why did he come? He came to give himself as our sacrifice, to give himself in our place. The idea is, if I have broken the law and I owe a large amount of money to the government because I have broken this law and I can't pay it, someone else could come and pay that punishment for me. And then, by law, okay, the fine has been paid. I am now no longer guilty. My guilt, my shame has been taken away, and I have been made right with the law. In that same way, Jesus comes and dies this painful death in our place. Jesus never did anything wrong. He did not deserve to die like this. We saw when we were talking about the trial that they lied about him. And even when they were lying, they could not find a reason to put him to death. And it was only because they said, oh, he is claiming to be the Messiah, he is claiming to be the Son of God, that they said, oh, this is blasphemy, he is speaking lies about God. The problem was, it wasn't a lie. It was the truth. Jesus was the Messiah. And so he did not deserve to die. But he gave himself. He allowed them to arrest him, to crucify him, to beat him, because that was the punishment for my sin, for your sin. That was the punishment for all of our sins. And his blood takes away our sin. His blood cleanses us, that I am unclean and cannot go before God. But through his blood, I am made clean. I am made right with God. Our relationship is restored. What he did made me right with God. And so I can come before God through Jesus alone. How do I access this? Through faith. Through believing. Now, the people here did not believe. I pray that you do believe, that you will give yourself to Jesus and allow him to rescue you from the punishment of your sins, to cleanse you from the pollution and the defilement that sin brings into your life, and to allow him to make you right with God. And if he has already done that, I pray that today you would just take a few moments to honor God and praise him and thank him for the incredible thing that he did to rescue you, to bring you back into a relationship with God. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for this story. Lord, it is difficult to read about how you were treated, to read about the beating and the horrible crucifixion. But it was done for us, and so we thank you and praise you and worship you. We don't deserve it, It's not that we have done good things, but that you in your mercy, in your love, gave yourself to do what we could not do on our own, to make us right with God. Thank you for that. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.